Radio, and they shared that with KBOO Portland. It's 10:59, coming up at 11, Mr. Jones's Neighborhood welcomes members of the Ty Curtis Band for a preview of the 30th Annual Waterfront Blues Festival, which you will also hear on KBOO Portland. And that's possible because your friends and neighbors have pitched in to pay the bills that the KBOO Foundation incurs, bringing you the very best in news, public affairs, arts and culture, and music. Coming up, some important community announcements and more of all the best of what radio has to offer.
34, and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The Engineering Committee will meet on the first Wednesday at 7 p.m.
KBOO Community Radio will be broadcasting live from the 30th Annual Waterfront Blues Fest, June 30th through July 4th, from noon to 10 p.m. Tune in to hear sets from Big Head Blues Club, Chris Isaac, Corey Henry and the Funk Apostles, The Pimps of Joy Time, Beaufort Katuri, and more. Again, that's a live broadcast from the 30th Annual Waterfront Blues Festival benefit for the Oregon Food Bank, Saturday, June 30th through July 4th, noon to 10 p.m. every day here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
And this program is made possible by KBOO members and a support from Chamber Music Northwest, featuring the 2017 Summer Festival starting June 26th. 5 weeks of chamber music, over 30 concerts, more than 60 artists and ensemble, 8 world premieres, 2 theatrical experiences, and a celebration of women composers that spans 9 centuries. More information at cmnw.org.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have all.
Good morning, neighbor. I'm glad we're together again. Just a minute here while I take off my jacket and put on a comfortable sweater and bend over, take off my dress shoes, put on a pair of tennis shoes. Can you say tennis shoes? Anyway, hope you're getting comfortable too. We have a very special show for you today on Mr. Jones's Neighborhood, the children's program for reluctant adults. I'm the host of Mr. Jones's Neighborhood, Ken Jones, no relation, by the way. Today marks the start of Portland's 5-day Waterfront Blues Festival, and KBOO will be live broadcasting all 5 days from noon to 10 p.m. through the 4th of July. To kick things off, we have live in the KBOO studios today, Ty Curtis and Jerry Jaquis of the Ty Curtis Band. Ty and the band, joined by guitar ace Robbie Laws, will be performing at the Waterfront Blues Festival at 5 this afternoon. Ty and Jerry, welcome to KBOO.
Thanks for having us, Ken.
Ty, first a little bit about your background, and I've been following you and the band for a long time, many years. Well, you just turned 30, Sarah, your wife.
Yeah, thanks, Sarah.
but you started out as kind of a teenage a prodigy, and you're a native Oregonian. You grew up in Salem. You were something of a songwriting prodigy, too. You wrote and recorded your first album straight out of high school in Salem in 2006.
Yes.
When did you first take up the guitar? Before high school, I imagine.
Yeah, when I was 13, I grew up listening to my dad give lessons to my brother, and I was like kind of the kid in the next room with like a little kid's toy Western guitar. It was really hard to play, but I was really intrigued with what I was seeing with my brother learning this kind of art form is how I looked at it. And I started learning tunes on my favorite bands. I just kind of took off from there. But around 13 is when I started playing. And when I really started playing, it was like 16. And then when we started gigging, it was like around 19.
Oh, my. Yeah. There's certain bars that wouldn't let you in, right, as a minor?
Yeah, sometimes 19? You'd have to sit outside until the time to play. Yeah,
and just so come like, in, play, and then leave while everybody drinks.
Yeah, and like on breaks, I think they would let you be there, but you have to stay by the stage.
Now, when you first picked up that guitar, Ty, was there some kind of moment, you know, like Thor and his hammer, where you just felt there was a connection there and this was your instrument, this was your destiny?
There's like a moment when you get like wrapped up in it like so much and you kind of forget about time, kind of a thing like that. This guitar I have that my dad had when he was a kid and growing up playing, it was like a 65 ES-120T. And I remember sitting on the bed and like just my back felt like it had formed in the position of me hunching over the guitar. And I was like, oh man, like, and I just didn't realize how long I'd been sitting there practicing, trying to learn stuff. And
I heard the bloody fingers story.
Yeah. And I played a lot. I had to glue my fingers because I would just like rip my calluses when you're first trying to like.
You put like a super glue on the fingers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because like when you're first starting out. Yeah, exactly. As a young player, you know, your hands aren't like conditioned to play like I wanted to play. So I'm trying to play along to Stevie Ray Vaughan, and then my calluses don't want to play along. You know? Yeah.
And now they're kind of all veteran calluses by now.
Huh? Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely. It doesn't hurt to bend and things like that. Yeah.
Now, native Oregonian, we know that you've grown up in Salem,
yep.
But you moved to Austin, which is another great music town.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, you're still in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah,
you're Vancouver
I go back
area.
Back and forth. Uh-huh. Know, when we play in Austin, Texas, and around Texas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I think next one is October.
We're going to be in October for a party. Try to line some stuff up. So we played at the 1-to-1 down there.
Yeah,
but in the Portland area for a while. So I have one question. I asked Sarah this earlier. Your wife was in the studio with us. My wife wanted to know, since the slogans are the same, keep Portland weird and keep Austin weird.
Same thing.
Yeah, which town is weirder?
Portland.
Definitely Portland.
Sustaining weirdness.
There's just
Austin
like,
is going different places.
There's like sectors of weird.
Yeah, there's more sectors in Austin.
Austin is like the spot, and then outside of Texas, it's pretty flat and a different viewpoint. And that kind of
I've always heard Austin was kind of an oasis in Texas, and very different than the rest
of
the state.
Lots of trees. Mm-hmm. You got the hill country, and
hipster town, a lot like Portland.
Oh yeah, we've got that.
Yeah, a lot of.
Well, I wanted to get to the Blues Festival, Ty and Jerry, this is your fifth time performing at the festival.
I think it might even be the sixth time, possibly.
Oh, the sixth? Oh, okay.
Quite a long time.
There was one year we played the cruise.
Not the festival itself, but the cruise.
So I guess you can count that as part
right.
of it.
Right,
yeah. Yeah, I think I've been to all the performances. You started on the front porch, I think. And
correct,
then, of course, you're on the main stage. And
we've opened the festival before, like, 12 to 1 or something like that, like the early set.
Years.
But what was cool about that is we got to set up on the same stage that Bonamassa was setting up all his stuff. So,
oh my. Did
as
you
a
guys?
Young guitar player, I got to look at all his gear and all that stuff. So
yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Did you compare notes with Joe Bonamassa?
Schooling in itself. No, I didn't, but
did
I did like.
Hand?
What's
did
that?
You shake his hand.
I did when he played at Lefties. He did play back in the day at Lefties in Salem, yeah.
Now, for those listeners who might not know, the Waterfront Blues Festival is really this great big benefit for the Oregon Food Bank, so it's a very good cause. And every year the event raises hundreds of thousands of dollars to help feed hungry families in the state. So in addition to playing on the same stage as so many great musicians, including Joe Bonamassa,
sure.
Does that give you a little extra kick when you're performing, knowing you're helping out so many people in need? And
Absolutely.
10,000, 15,000, 20,000 people in the audience too.
Yeah, it's like, you know, musical therapy. People are coming out to hear, you know, good energy and have a good time.
Definitely good vibes.
Exactly. Yeah. So no, it feels great to be able to raise that money and help those people. Mm-hmm. We're also doing a thing with the Caring Ambassadors Health Pavilion.
Oh yes, I wanted to mention
and we're
that.
We're going
to
be raising money for Hep C testing, and people can dunk me on July 3rd. And I think that's starting at 1 o'clock. Yeah.
Oh, Sarah, you're lining up first. You'll be the first.
And it's gonna be.
I might have a wetsuit on and some flippers.
Yeah, no.
Is that all legal or?
Oh no, I don't know. I'm just concerned about what is the temperature? It's going to be like 70. And we came from Austin with, you know, regular 90s, which is hot, you know, so.
Oh, hopefully you'll
I'm kind of a skinny guy, so, you know, we'll see how I hold out.
Once you get past the initial.
I might need to have like a heat lamp over by the dunk tank.
So this is not a hot tub. This is just kind of a cold,
this is a cold tub.
Tank.
I was, yeah.
Oh, no.
I just informed the person that's in charge of filling that tank to use warm water.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and that's the Caring Ambassadors have actually been there for several years now, too. We've done interviews with them, and they've done hepatitis C testing. They've actually tested several thousand people, and they found somewhere a little under 200 people who actually had it and didn't know anything about it. So it could be a life-saving procedure.
Absolutely. So. They were just talking about it yesterday, that somebody's life got saved, and they came back and told, you know, the Caring Ambassadors, you know, that they had been saved because of the testing that they did have at the festival. Mm-hmm. So
Now you guys were kind enough to bring your guitar, and Jerry, you bought some percussion there. The first song, you're very generous in giving us a song here, so it's a preview of people who will be coming to the festival, and it starts right after the show at noon, goes all 5 days to July 4th. If you can't make it there, Cable will be live broadcasting, but there's nothing like being there in person. So anyway, here's a preview. Ty, this is a newer song, or this is
off of the album. We just did a compilation of my old tracks over the course of 6 years. It's called The Early Years, and we're going to have that available today at the Waterfront Blues Festival.
So it premieres today at the Blues Festival, and Sarah had mentioned that it will be available after the Blues Festival, but if you're going to the Blues Festival, this is your chance to be the first people to listen to it.
That's right.
Over at the Music Millennium booth.
Yep, absolutely. So yeah, we're going to play this tune. It's called What He Don't Know.
She comes home every night, stressed out from the day. All she wants is a little respect, but he don't treat her right. And I know it sounds cliche, but she can't go on living this way. What it don't know won't hurt him, at least that's what she tells herself. What it don't know won't hurt him. But she's too blind to see, she might be hurting me. She might be hurting me. But don't you know she tried? She tried to make it right. He don't wanna hear any of that, no. What they had is gone, so far out of sight. She knows it's not worth the fight. But I can't keep it going, 'cause it's too hard to see how many lies is she don't know where. Someday you'll find out the truth. Now I bet you know just how the story goes. It really ain't that hard to see. She leaves and breaks his heart, but she died from the start. But sometimes love just ain't meant to be. What it don't know won't hurt him, at least that's what she tells herself. What it don't know won't hurt him.
Oh my, that's great. Especially being here, this private audience. Will you be doing that at 5 o'clock today?
Is that we're going to have percussion, two guitars, B3, bass and drums.
Oh, do you want to mention the musicians? Especially Robbie Laws is playing
absolutely.
With you.
Absolutely. So 9-time guitar award winner with the Cascade Blues Association, Robbie Laws. Also teaches lessons here in Portland and had his own music studio. Mm-hmm. Going to be really, really great. We've worked out some really great parts that we're really excited to share with everybody. Jerry Jakeways on the drums, David Call on the bass, Lewis Payne on the Hammond B3, And we've got Mike Renwick on the percussion.
Oh, man, this is going to be great. This is a good band.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So that's at 5 o'clock today at the festival. Just to remind you, the festival starts today at noon, right after this show, and we'll be live broadcasting it. But if you want to come down, you don't have passes already, I think you could still buy a daily pass for $10 in advance. It's $15 at the gate. It's a great festival, a great cause. Ty, last year's festival, you performed as part of the Young Guns of Guitar.
Absolutely, yeah.
With Samantha Fish and Christone Kingfish Ingram. It was an amazing performance, a real treat for the audience. You also were at it was the Crossroads stage.
Yes,
where you
correct.
Kind of answered questions and then played some songs.
A little sit down, yeah, yeah, exactly.
That was great. How did you guys all get together? Did somebody at the festival, like Peter,
put
you together?
The artistic director, Peter Damon, yeah, mm-hmm. put us together. He also put us together this year. We're going to be playing July 2nd on the DME Blues Cruise mm-hmm. from 2:30 to 4:30. We get to play with Chris Kingfish Ingram.
And Samantha Fish won't be here this year,
right.
Have you ever connected with her and played with her since the last year's Blues Festival?
I haven't, but I would definitely like to do that again. That'd be really great.
It was an incredible show, and Sarah just told me again that you just turned 30, so you're the old man of the Young Guns.
Oh, I guess so.
Kingfish is
it
eight.
It feels weird to hear that.
Isn't it?
Well, I guess I knew it was coming in life sooner or later.
It's not that bad. That was years ago for me, but it's okay. You live through it. And then Kingfish, I think, is 18.
Yeah.
And Samantha, so. mid-20s, I guess. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
A little younger.
So. I wanted to mention, too, we're going to be debuting our newest bass player. We're doing a bass player change. And the other guy's just moving on, has some things he needs to take care of. But Willie Barber is going to be playing with us on the Blues Cruise. He played with Curtis Salgado, and he's got a great history of great accolades.
Has he played with you before?
He has before,
yeah. Yeah, I recognize the name.
So, yeah, we're playing again, and we're really excited to bring a really rocking trio to that boat, and we get to play with Chris Kingfish Ingram, so we're going to blow the roof off the place. It's going to be really great.
Jerry, I want to ask you, too. Like Ty's story with picking up a guitar, when did you first pick up the drums and kind of know that was the instrument for you? You mentioned you're a multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah,
you play keyboards too?
Dad playing a Hammond B3 and piano, and I always played piano before I even played drums. Took lessons, played baseball, broke my thumb, had to stop piano lessons.
Oh, no.
So my brother, who was a lot older than I was the youngest in the family, had a drum set up at the attic, an old Kent drum set that I drugged down at like 9 years old. And wasn't playing baseball because my thumb was broke. Wasn't taking piano lessons, although Dad was teaching me a lot on piano and everything at that time. Just dragged the drums downstairs, started hitting them. This was post pots and pans. And
you started with pots and pans.
Yeah, right? Started with yeah, exactly. And started hitting the drums and got some new heads on them and everything. And tried out for the junior high band when I started. Played the tried a trumpet that didn't work with me. I couldn't blow in the trumpet.
They always try to stick you with the horns. My son
exactly. They dump you off to the horns first. And if you can't do that, then they know you can play the drums.
Right? It kind of looked like Dizzy Gillespie.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
couldn't hold the air in his cheeks.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. So, I had drums at home, and so I started playing, and I think my first grade was an F in band, because I didn't, maybe I didn't apply, I didn't practice anything. Started practicing, realized I this is what I wanted to do, because I was getting good quick, I was finding myself enjoying this practice.
So this was becoming kind of natural.
Yeah, like, give me more, give me more, feed me, so I just kept practicing, and it was A's from then on out.
Now, the repertoire of the high school band would be a little different than probably your musical taste at the time.
Exactly. And, I came from a small town, so I was always into the funk and the R&B and the groove stuff, where everybody else was into the classic rock of the time, the KGON, which I learned that stuff later. I started off with jazz and everything, so.
Which is a great foundation.
That's what I was into, and I just kept it up with drum corps, marched in drum corps for years.
Oh, marching band?
Yeah, no, drum corps, not marching. I was in the marching band, too. And then just, you know, got into band. I think played in my first band at 15. Like Ty had to play in the, had to wait in the restaurant during the breaks. I think it was 16. And then, you know, just played ever since and still trying to learn as much as I can. And it's a lifelong pursuit.
Absolutely. Yeah. You never stop learning.
No.
Did you have an inspiration like Ty was playing along with Stevie Ray Vaughan? Were you playing along with any funk records?
Yeah. Well, you know, my mom bought a Buddy Rich album for me, and I got, that was the first, you know, Buddy Rich, the best drummer in the world. So I started listening to a lot of Buddy Rich, listened to a lot of Earth, Wind, and Fire growing up, Stevie Wonder, anything that was real groove oriented, you know. And then so I had my favorite drummers, Steve Gadd, Jeff Porcaro, and all these guys that played on everybody's albums, it seems like, but they had their own bands too, you know. So I just started learning from Billy Cobham, all these, I mean, just, the list goes on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And today, I'm still, there's a lot of cats coming up today that I'm going, wow, this is like
that you got to pay attention to. Yeah,
yeah. It's evolving. Everything's evolving from when I was learning. You know, there's new licks, there's new styles. Yeah, so it's cool.
Are there any musicians coming up over the next few days that you're looking to meet?
You know, Galactica, I think, is playing, and Stanton Moore, who's
Stanton Moore, yeah,
this New Orleans guy. I just love that New Orleans second line kind of stuff, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to see them, but I would like to.
Galactica plays
and Tuesday, Eric Gales.
Yeah, Eric Gales, Chris Kane, Chris Isaac. Those are all ones I really want
to
see.
Yeah, that was cool getting introduced to Eric Gales when we opened up for him at the Bossa Nova a couple years
ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to ask too, Ty, your newest CD, well, the one that's available.
Yeah, the new compilation.
Yeah, that's that will be at the Blues Festival, but your latest came out last year called Blame Me.
Correct.
And that will also be available at the Blues Fest?
As well as Water Under the Bridge too, yeah.
And you guys will be signing the copies.
Yeah, we're doing a signing right after. Jerry and I and Dave will get over there if we can get him.
We'll
golf cart him over there.
We'll lasso him.
Well, I wanted to, I know you guys are heading over there fairly soon, and you've got an interview on a KOIN Coin TV coming up at 12:15, so people might want to listen in for that. Festival starts at noon, and your show is at 5. Can you give us one more song before heading
over? Sure.
Oh, great, thanks.
We're going to do a Back Again.
Yeah, Back Again.
Yeah, is that cool?
Sure, yeah.
What did you have in mind?
Well, I thought we were going to do the
Oh, yeah, that's right. We had the other one. Oh, we can play that. Okay, yeah, this is a real cool story before we say that.
Oh, great.
We went to Hawaii with a friend of ours, and we wrote this song out by the jungle, and Jerry played a coconut.
Yeah.
Which we don't have in the studio, unfortunately.
We call it the Hilo song, or Hold On to the Days, or it doesn't quite have a name yet. Yeah. Maybe it'll be Hilo song.
Yeah.
But yeah, in Hilo, Hawaii, so this is inspired by that trip.
I hold on to the days when we did a lot of wishing, when nothing but love was in our heart. Yes, I think back to the days when we did a lot of kissing, and nothing could tear us apart. But maybe it took some time to do some reminiscing, but I think we found some common ground. 'Cause ever since you've gone, I find myself wishing that you'd come back around. Come back around, baby. Could we talk about what about means unconvincing? I swear we turn this all around. Could we talk about just what is missing so this doesn't run aground? Don't let this run aground. Let this run aground. Don't you let this run aground, because I know it can be found.
Oh man, that's beautiful.
Thanks, man.
Is that going to be in the set today, the Hilo song?
Oh no, it's not. But we played it at a lot of acoustic shows. We're still developing the song, but I don't know. We were just feeling like to play it this morning, so yeah.
I'll let you guys go. I just want cable listeners to know where they can find out about your upcoming shows, which will be in the Portland area, Oregon.
Absolutely.
And buy your CDs if, like me, you can't get enough of Ty Curtis Band music.
So yeah, tycurtis.net is our website. And they can also check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or on Reverb Nation, Pandora, in the bars, the Touch Tunes jukeboxes. You can play our music in there.
All over the country.
And yeah, all over the country, basically. Cool little thing to mention, we got 10,000 streams in France, so we're starting to get some cool plays.
And I think the French have great musical tastes.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Yeah, that was true with jazz in the 20s and 30s. It was actually more popular there. The musicians were more accepted in France than they were in the U.S.
Really,
and Jerry, that's your background, right? French, Canadian?
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's good.
Well, Ty Curtis and Jerry Jaquess, again, you'll be performing at the 30th Annual Waterfront Blues Festival this afternoon at 5. Thanks so much for coming to KBOO and giving us a preview of your show and the Blues Fest. I want to say thank you to Sarah, Ty's wife, Shelley, and happy birthday, Braden. Ty's nephew is in here today, and Braden, this is going to be quite a birthday today, live at the Blues Fest. Yeah. Anything you want to say to KBOO listeners as we head out?
Have fun at the Blues Festival today, guys.
Oh, thanks awesome. Very much. And remember, head out to the Blues Festival. It's a benefit for the Oregon Food Bank. The goal is eliminating hunger and its root causes, because no one should go hungry. Let's play Ty and Jerry out with one of my favorite Ty Curtis tunes. This is from early Ty Curtis, Do I Love You Too Much? Whoa, that was Ty Curtis and the Ty Curtis Band. And that was You Love Me Too Much, and that was from an early Ty Curtis album, which you can get digitally. I don't think it's available in print anymore. Anyway, welcome back to Mr. Jones's Neighborhood here on KBOO Community Radio, or KBOO Neighborhood Radio, as I like to call it. I'm your host, Ken Jones, no relation. And we just had Ty Curtis and Jerry Jaquess in the studio of the Ty Curtis Band. Ty and his band will be playing at 5 o'clock today at the Waterfront Blues Festival. It's the 30th anniversary of the Waterfront Blues Festival. And if you can't make it down to the waterfront, you can listen to all 5 days here live on KBOO Community Radio. We'll be live broadcasting it starting at noon today, so just in about 20 minutes or so, 28 minutes, and we'll be starting that, our coverage of the festival, from noon to 10 p.m. every day through the 4th of July. That first half of the show, Ty and Jerry did some live in-studio blues for us, some music, some great songs. Man, it was a thrill for me. I've been big Ty Curtis fan, and I have been for many years. Ty's 30 now. I think I started following him when he was about 20 or so, but he still couldn't get into the bars or had to leave right after the show. Anyway, one of my favorite cuts from Ty's Blame Me CD, and this is his latest CD, which came out last year. This one's called Who Are You? It's a beautiful ballad with great guitar work from Ty and drums from Jerry. And I think it shows a little of the Robin Trower influence. Ty opened for Robin Trower in Portland a few years ago. This one has kind of a daydream kind of vibe.
Fate, it came to call.
skies and the ocean meet. It was a spellbound. Oh, spellbound. He was listening down on the rainbow. As the leaves fell to the ground. Whispering as they tumbled. And the wind left at the sound.
Oh, man. That was Robin Trower doing Daydream. You heard before that Ty Curtis and band, our guests for today, Ty and Jerry. They did Who Are You from their latest official CD. That's called Blame Me. It came out last year. As we mentioned on the show when Ty and Jerry were here, they are debuting a new CD. This is actually a compilation of older material from Ty Curtis and his band, and it's called, appropriately enough, The Early Years, and that will be on sale at the Blues Festival starting today at the Music Millennium booth, so you could pick it up if you go down there. Well worth it. A lot of great cuts on there. In honor of the so-called Waterfront Blues Festival, it's blues, but it's a lot of other different music. I mean, there's Joss Stone, there's Chris Isaak. We've got Galactica there, which Ty mentioned. Of course, Ty Curtis, which is blues, rock, a lot of different influences there. So a lot of great music. It starts at noon today, goes through July 4th. So you can head on down there, listen to KBOO on the way. If you can't make it, again, we'll be broadcasting the whole festival live on KBOO from noon to 10 p.m. every day. In honor of that Waterfront Blues Festival, let's play a few cuts about music festivals in general, and the blues in particular, starting off with a little comedy, because after all, this is a little comedy show, a comedy variety show, so it's about time we did something a little bit funny.
The incident takes place in the advertising department of the Los Angeles Times.
Yeah, hello, Louise. Yes. Did that rock and roll promoter ever show? What rock and roll promoter? You know, the one who's going to take out the full page ad. Did he ever show? I bet he didn't. Oh, he did, huh? Well, will you please tell him that he is 6 minutes late by my watch, and my watch is 5 minutes fast? Yes, tell him that. Well, you have... I don't know what that comes. Just have him figure it out. Will you please send him in? Thank you. I can't believe these people. They either show up or they don't show up, or they show up or they don't show up, or they...
Excuse me, you Mr. Hickenlooper?
Yes, I'm Walter Hickenlooper.
Yeah, how you do? My name is Danny Drollinger. I'm with Conquest Concerts. We do all the big rock and roll shows, you know, in the outlying areas. We did Festival de Salsa at the Orange Show Auditorium. You know, all that stuff. We've done business with you people before. And I came down here personally today because I want a huge full-page ad. We're doing a very big rock show out of the Big O.
The Big O? What is it? Winchell's Donuts?
What's the problem, sir? You new to the area?
No.
Well, everybody around here knows there's the Big A, the Big O, the Big I. The Big A's Anaheim Stadium.
That I know.
The Big O's Ontario Motor Speedway.
Ah, Ontario Motor Speedway.
Okay.
What's the Big I?
That's me.
Yeah,
you can write that down if you want.
No, I'm not going to put that
Well, it won't
down.
Hurt to remember
Listen,
it. You know, I'm going to be around in town for a while.
Right.
Okay, anyway, look. It's a very, very different kind of rock and roll show. No smoke bombs, no lasers, and most important, no opening acts. Just three headline supergroups.
Oh, my goodness.
Boom, 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 like that, you know?
Boom, boom, yes.
So I want them to have equal belling, equal weight.
All right, well, the easiest way to do that is why don't we just list them in the order they appear. How's that? One, two, and three.
Good idea. I like the way you work.
Well, thank you very much.
Maybe we'll do some business with you in the future.
I sure hope so.
Okay.
All right, well, let's start with the first act, shall we?
Fine.
Okay, who's on first?
Mr. Hickenlooper, if my secretary has already given you the information, you know, there's no sense for me to be here. I could be out booking Sly in Spokane.
I know.
So if you got it...
No, wait a minute. Yeah. I just said who's on first.
That's right.
Ah, right. Oh, I like that name. That's right. It's so affirmative. It's so sure of itself.
Don't write that's right. That's wrong.
That's wrong. Well, it's a bit more negative, I suppose, with these times and all. That's wrong.
Mr. Hickenlooper?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that's right. It's not that's wrong.
Well, then, who's on first?
Who's on first?
Who is on first?
Who is on first?
Who?
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 Who's on first?
That's right.
That's right. I got it down here.
Look, Mr. Hickenlooper. You get on the Pomona Freeway. You drive your car out to Ontario Motor Speedway. You get out. You give the man the ticket. You sit down in your seat. The guy on stage comes out and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present who?"
Who?
That's right.
That's right. All right. It's a fine group as far as I'm concerned. You're upset, right?
Because I'm upset?
We're having a communication problem. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Let's just get this straight before my quaalude kicks in, okay? That's all I ask.
Fine. All right. Let's just move. Well, then we'll start with the second act.
Fine.
I don't know why I didn't suggest this to begin with. Okay. Who's on second?
Who's on first?
What's the name of the second act?
Guess who?
I'm not familiar with the genre here.
I don't have any genre. Look, it's just three rock and roll acts. Guess who?
Give me a chance. The Ding-a-ling Sisters.
They're not even sisters, Mr. Hickenlooper. Guess who?
Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods?
Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
I am not
running no goddamn Busch Gardens, pal. Let's get that straight. Right. This is Conquest Concerts.
Okay.
Nothing but class.
Okay.
Guess who?
I can't guess who.
You don't have to guess who.
Well, then I won't guess who.
So don't guess who.
All right.
I will tell you something frankly, sir.
What?
I didn't have this much trouble with the free press.
Oh, you didn't, huh? Well, I'll tell you something frankly, sir. I didn't have this much trouble with the Music Center, and they put on Rigoletto 1 year.
That's four acts.
Not the year they did it. All right, now let's just move on to the third act, huh? Will you please tell me the name of the third act?
Yes.
Fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah, let me see a proof of the act Wednesday, and we'll be...
Wait a minute! Where are you going? Wait a minute. I asked you to tell me the name of the third act.
I told you the name of the third act! You want me to tell you again?
Yes.
That's right!
That's right, on first!
Who's on first? Guess who's on second in the third act?
Yes?
That's right! What's your problem?
I've been writing for 11 minutes. I got nothing on the paper. That's my problem. Why don't you take the paper, you take the pen, and you write it down?
Are you crazy? If I could write, I wouldn't have had to steal this bit.
This blues song is dedicated to those modern-day blues singers who were deprived of a deprived childhood. Have they the right to sing the blues? I never hopped a freight train. I mind my P's and Q's. I never been in prison. Have I the right to sing the blues? I got the middle class educated, college boy graduated. Watch the Walter Cronkite News. I love Walter. I never beat my woman, no matter what she may say. I'm even sound authentic, baby, but I don't even talk this way. I got the middle class educated. Folks want me to be a doctor. I won't be no doctor. I save all my money, baby. I don't even drink no booze. Been as far south as Miami, north to the state of Maine. Well, I never heard the clack of a railroad track, cause I always took a plane. Train whistle in the night that I never heard. My sweet mama is my mother. I'm from an average, everyday family group. I got my mojo working. I got my mojo working. I got my mojo working. What is a mojo anyway?
Coming to ya,
Steve Cropper wrote that song. Our engineer Ray just told me that, and he's in the band. And of course, that was the fabulous Blues Brothers, a comedy act, but man, you can't beat the music. You first heard legendary cut, Who's On First, by the Credibility Gap. These guys at the time were on the radio in Los Angeles, and they were somewhat unknown other than as the group The Credibility Gap. But a lot of them became, or several of them became, very, very famous. You might recognize Harry Shearer's voice there, and as the promoter. And Harry Shearer, of course, went on to The Simpsons, and he does a long-running radio show called The Show and a number of other great things. David L. Lander and Michael McKean were in the group. They, of course, went on to fame as Lenny and Squiggy and other things. Their legacy, hopefully, won't be Lenny and Squiggy. And then right after that, between Soul Man and Who's On First, we heard Middle Class Educated Blues by Robert Klein. That was from his record, Child of the 50s. Well, that's about all for this episode of Mr. Jones's Neighborhood. A big neighborhood thank you to our guests today, Ty Curtis and Jerry Jaquist, for joining us live in the KBOO studios, along with Sarah and Shelley and Braden. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Braden. You can catch them, you can at least catch Ty Curtis and band this afternoon at 5 at the Waterfront Blues Festival, and you can listen in on KBOO. We'll be broadcasting it. Remember, if you can't be there, KBOO will have the whole festival live broadcasting for you for all 5 days, from 12 p.m. every day to 10 p.m. So all the music through July 4th. You could listen on the radio as you're doing now, possibly in the car at 90.7 FM here in Portland, online at kboo.fm, or streaming through the KBOO phone app. And we'll be starting our coverage in just a few minutes from now. I can't leave, though, without giving a big thank you to our engineer, the inimitable, unparalleled, unredeemable, and what a mensch, Sam Parrish. And of course, thanks to all of you for listening. I'm your host, Ken Jones, no relation, saying it's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Hey, let's go out with a very young Christone Kingfish Ingram. He'll be at the Blues Festival tomorrow, and Clarksdale's Delta Blues Museum Band doing the Howling Wolf classic, Smokestack Lightning. By the way, this is a 12-year-old Kingfish. He's about 18 now.
While I'm a steamroller, babe, why don't you hear me cry? Oh.